Welcome, welcome, welcome to Karina with Gems. And I'm happy that you showed up to the podcast today. I hope that you showed up for yourself today, most importantly. I did. And yeah, I just want to give you guys some advice about how to stay on your toes, how to stay 10 toes. You know how to continue being the main source of motivation in your own life. The main thing that I've been liking to do lately is to mix up my content creating. You know, what I do is uniquely to me and authentically what I've what message I feel like putting out today, you know, what my intentions are today. And lately, I've been spending some time outside, getting my sunlight, incorporating new ideas into what I want to bring into my reality. And one thing I want to bring into my reality, what I want to share more, is my writings. Is my poetry and my music coming soon? But what I want you guys to take from the podcast is just me being a reflection of you guys as well. You know, reflect on the things that you are focusing on right now. What are your top three focus? I want you to think about the top three things that you're focusing on right now in your life. I'll give you a second to focus. Now, how are you going to apply pressure to these three things? How are you going to stay consistent? How are you going to hold yourself accountable, right? Every day, I want you guys to wake up feeling guilt-free, okay? You know? Every day, give yourself the pass, even if you're starting to have doubts creep in. I know. Sometimes that hits right away in the morning, or right before you have to get up, or right before you go to sleep, whatever time that doubt starts to creep in for you. Get right up and do 10 jumping jacks. No, do something that gets you out of that mindset, right? I want you guys to pick up a journal. I want you guys to start discovering some new music or take action on a goal that you've been wanting to do, but you feel that you're not ready yet. Yes, you are. You are ready to begin that new thing that you've been wanting to do. I just want us all to feel guilt-free, and I want us to live to our fullest potential in this life. And being able to do that is to be able to accept fully who you are and your intentions on what you value in this life. For me, what I value is integrity. I value honesty and I value integrity, and that's why I have been deepening my connection with poetry, because that is the one thing that helps me target and pinpoint my emotions and helps me have breakthroughs. And I want you guys to feel that same amount of liberation that I feel when I pick up a pen. You know, my favorite thing that I learned in elementary school was called free write, free verse, and I never stopped doing it ever since. It's just like picking up a pen and don't stop writing until you finish the page. Don't stop writing until 10 minutes are up, right? And that's what I wish for all of us to do in 2023, is to pick up on that goal, pick up on that thing we've been wanting to do, and really hone in on it and really fully apply pressure to that creativity and indulge, right? Just let yourself feel in the zone. And one of my favorite things to compare to that feeling is that movie Soul. If you haven't seen the movie Soul, you should really watch it. It's a Disney movie. I recently watched it with my boyfriend, and like, we both agreed that it was one of the best Disney movies that we've seen recently. And yeah, it was just one of those movies about us and our purpose in life and coming back, reincarnating, like just a bunch of deep stuff. If you watch the movie and you have a deeper understanding of life, the subliminal messages, you'll be able to pick up on them. And that's not something everybody can pick up on, subliminal messages, but it's definitely something that I would recommend for you to integrate into your lifestyle, just to see things from a deeper perspective, because that can really help in many ways. It even can help you build relationships of honesty and integrity, of like what we're talking about. And honesty and integrity involves opinion, your opinion, which people like to act like doesn't matter. But we all have feelings, and all of our opinions do matter. Not if it's ignorant. Like they say, ignorance is bliss. You know, most people will not open their mind fully in their life, and then, you know, you're just not living to your fullest potential. And that's what this podcast is about having these conversations of opening our minds and being accepting of others and their viewpoints, while at the same time having your own opinion. And everything in my mind keeps saying, you know how people say, not that it matters, like, about their opinion, but it does matter, you know what I mean? That's why I just, this is a safe space. And I always want to let people know, whenever they're talking to me, you know, I'm a safe space. I hold a lot of space for people in this world, in this life. It's just my anointing, you know. God has given me the heart to hold space for people that others will not. And yeah, it is what it is, right? Some of us have a different heart than other people. Some of us let the dirt that's been thrown on our name, they let their hearts become cold, their hearts become brittle, or, you know, of backstab and envy and addiction, whatever it is that they lost their soul to. They lost their spark, they lost their warmth in their heart. You gotta give time to those people to figure it out by themselves. And, you know, don't let yourself drown because other people are drowning around you. And that's just what I want you guys to realize. I want you guys to realize that, like the fountain concept in reference to Amber Can, the fountain is whatever finds you and it's for you will be for you, and you'll know. You don't have to chase what's not for you. And if you're starting to accept this, you'll start to understand and realize that honesty and truth and integrity is a big part of it. You have to sit down and be honest with yourself. And there is just some things that you have to navigate and understand on your own, right? But if you start asking those deeper questions, even about watching movies or shows that you're watching, or books that you're reading, music that you're listening to, listen with spiritual ears, with spiritual eyes. That's the whole point. It's there to help you. The answers are always there to help you. There's always something there that's going to resonate. It's either you're stuck in your own mind and your own limitations. You're out in your own bubble, in your own box. And not all the time is it other people. You know, you can't play victim to other people. If you're in a rut, talk to yourself. Speak out loud. Talk to God. Like, literally speak out loud. Like, yo, God, like, build the relationship you need to build with God in whichever way is most honestly authentic to you. And that's the message I want to spread with my brand, Karina with Gems, is absolutely a safe space here. And I want you guys to fully live your honestly, your truth, and your authentic self. That's why I'm here. I'm here to just talk to you guys. I'm here to just tell you guys. You're capable of living to your fullest potential in this lifetime. And honestly, integrity and authenticity goes hand in hand. And confidence and success goes hand in, just like confidence and success goes hand in hand, right? So yeah, just start asking yourself the deeper questions. Dive a little deeper. Dig a little deeper. Expand your palates. Get outside the box. Push yourself outside of your comfort zone. And I promise you, you're going to have a breakthrough, okay? I don't know who needed to hear that, but I know someone did listening to this podcast. So, yeah, thanks for joining. I'm always here. If you ever want a reading, a personal, in-depth reading, career, love, personal, just DM me on my Instagram at Karina Paris, KARINNA.PARIS. I have a link tree in my bio where you can check out my TikTok, you can check out this podcast, and you can check out my YouTube, which I am working on. But yes, thank you guys for joining today. I'll see you guys soon on content, and I'll talk to you guys soon on the podcast whenever I want to rant, you feel me, or have someone on. Thanks, love y'all, bye.